G'day, Bulldog. How are you, mate?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, I'm really, really well. I just heard you talking before about all those beers and putting them on trays, which reminded me of about four pre-COVID. I went to the local club and I walked up to the bloke and said, mate, can I have two schooners, a midi, a Scotch and Coke and a glass of wine? And the bloke said, oh, would you like a tray? I said, hell no, I've got enough to carry.
Who was drinking the rum? Bourbon?
Big Lou, mate. Big Lou.
Oh, Big Lou.
I might add, Laurie, celebrates a birthday.
Oh, today?
Today with you.
He does. Happy birthday, Lou.
Gee, there's
happy
a few.
Happy birthday to both of you.
Yes.
There's a few around this day or two.
Oh,
you rattled them all off earlier.
Wonderful day.
Big Lou, good fella, Loz.
He is. How's he travelling?
He's travelling good, mate. He's really well. He's fit. He's healthy. Hopefully we can all catch up for a beer soon. How old are you today, Laurie?
Oh, 52, my friend.
52? What are you counting in dog years?
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm not.
You run all the way.
Oh, thank you, Dean. I'm in good shape.
You're not too bad. I've got to be honest there. You know, every day I ring, well, not every day, a lot of days I ring him and he's straight to the gym after the show, Middo and Clark.
Yeah,
he keeps himself in good nick.
That's why he looks like he
definitely does.
I try to stay healthy, Dean. Try to stay healthy.
Good Won't man. Eat the sausage rolls and pies in here either.
And gets so guilty.
Leaves those
when
to
he
us.
Has one bite of anything that's not good for him.
Takes a muffin and just stares at it for 4 hours.
He does.
Open it, Loz. Open
Contemplates
it. Open
the whole
it. Open
morning.
It.
Yeah. To eat it.
Doesn't do it. Just puts it on the table and looks at it. Gets his
you love blokes,
satisfaction out of that.
I know you love blokes who won't have the sausage roll, but go and have 10 schooners.
Yeah, that's Loz.
It's all about balance. Now, take us through these comments made by Joey Leilua on social media about Michael Maguire that you've written about today in the Telegraph, Bulldog.
Yeah, quite unsavoury, Mitt. I don't see the need for it personally. Joey obviously has left the Tigers with a black cloud over his head. He took to Instagram saying, by the way, I wouldn't play for someone that blames the team all the time and not himself. Hashtag Madge. I did a bit of digging around last night and I found that VJ Leilua, has had unsavoury ends to most of his tenures at clubs. He's had a parting shot at Ricky at the Raiders. He left the Newcastle Knights in a bad way. He had a bit of a stink with Wayne Bennett many years ago. Even Freddie Fittler said at times he just doesn't have the right control. So it seems to be a, I guess you could say, an ugly pattern which is developing where VJ can't seem to leave a club on reasonable terms. We all, I guess, footballers, when they are shown the door, get a bit cranky. I understand that. But you know, I spoke to Madge twice yesterday, guys, and Madge, as always, was quite dignified about it. Said, look, I don't want to get involved with it. I've just got to move forward. But certainly it's not the way that Leilua should have left the Tigers. And if you go by social media, guys, a lot of fans actually are quite glad that Joey has left.
Where does he end up, Bulldog?
I don't know, Laurie. At this point, look, they're looking at Super League. Or potentially he is looking at the Major League Rugby competition, the MLR in America. There's 12 teams over there. And I think his management's going to cut up some vision and send it over there. A lot of the officials involved in those American union clubs are Australian, so they'd be well aware of what Leilua can and can't do. But you'd think over there, based on what we know Joey Leilua can do on the football field, he'd go fairly well. I think he might have been even touted as an Origin player around your time, Loz. So on his day, Joey was a very, very powerful player.
Yeah, he was dynamic and he had a few good seasons where he was unstoppable, but unfortunately just inconsistent with his performance. Now, we know that the Dolphins are coming into the competition in 2023, Bulldog, and I see there's a... And you wrote this in the paper today, the Daily Telegraph, two pages of Perth. Are they thinking about putting a bid in to be the 18th team in the NRL when they look to expand again?
Yeah, they certainly are, Laurie. In fact, they will be bidding fairly strong. I guess we all thought that this bid was inevitable. It's now come to light that it is happening. Laurie Putty, who was the inaugural Reds chairman, he's behind the move. He's already met with Peter Volandis. Nothing came of that meeting, but there was a promise to meet again. They would play at HBF Stadium over there in Perth, which is the home of the Perth Glory. They would have government backing. They would have a centre of excellence built. They would predict an average home crowd of 20,000. And it did get to a blockbuster game. Well, then they would move to the big Optus Stadium over there. So Perth claim that they've ticked all, or they will claim that they will tick all the boxes. And I guess when you look at it, guys, you know, we love rugby league, but there really isn't a lot of genuine options for 18, is there? I mean, there's the Central Coast, there's another Brisbane side, Wellington, Christchurch, regional Queensland, New South Wales, or Perth. But there's no standout candidate there as to where we should head to next, because 18 will happen. It is inevitable. And I think it will happen inside the next 4 to 5 years.
Mm. Bulldog, do we know if the Dolphins have approached any players, and particularly any of the big fish?
What they're doing, Clarkie, is that there's been contact made. It's very gentle, very preliminary contact with a lot of star players. The media's been in a bit of a frenzy in the last week, throwing every player under the sun as Gold Coast potential candidates. I think they want the big fish early on, Clarkie. That's the one that they can then go to other players saying, we've got this bloke or that bloke. That's why I think that Wayne Bennett will sign on formally on Thursday. Once that's done, I guess Bennett alone is obviously a big fish that they can tout to potential players. That's why I think the Munster and Harry Grant potential deals will push forward fairly quickly. I guess, Clarkie, most players looking at joining the Dolphins would ask first up, what's your spine? If you've got a good spine, well, you might have a big chance of getting him in. If they can nab a Munster and or a Grant, maybe a Cody Walker, maybe a Kalen Ponga along the way, whoever it may be, but I think the spine is crucial to their chances of nabbing some further big names down the track.
Mm. And what's your thoughts, buddy, on the sanctions the NRL have placed on the Panthers players?
Yeah, I think they got it pretty much spot on, to be truthful, Clarkie. I've found the whole Penrith Grand Final celebrations a little unsavoury, to be honest with you. Look, it's a big moment in their careers. They're young blokes. They like to get out and have a good time. And it's probably been the highest point of their life. And we all like them to go out and celebrate. They've deserved it. And they've certainly earned it. But I just think there's been a couple of things that have unfolded that Penrith would like different if they had their time over again. We know Nathan has been fined. Crichton's been fined. Tyrone May has been stood down. I'm certainly not going to shift any of the blame onto management, but maybe in future years, all clubs should say to every player, the trophy stays at home, and put your bloody mobile phones in the top drawer of your hotel room and leave them there. Do not take them. So, yeah, but in answer to your question, Clarkie, I think they've got it right. Tyrone May, of course, being stood down with his past. He is at the moment fighting to save his career at Penrith.
And we expect Wayne Bennett to be announced as coach tomorrow, Bulldog?
Yeah, I think that'll be the case, Loz. They've got a press conference slated for tomorrow. I wrote a little piece in the Monday Telegraph, just a personal piece, Loz, saying that, you know, I don't agree with the no-name edicts, just the Dolphins. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I said, you know, I think every club should have some sort of geographic link. Be loud, be proud of where you come from. I said, you know, call it Redcliffe Dolphins, North Brisbane Dolphins, Moreton Bay Dolphins, but call it something. We've gone down this path with rugby before. It didn't work. You didn't know where the hell the Stormers or the Blues or the Cheetahs were from. And I think it's important to have a geographic background. I did say that. For imagine if, you know, Russell Crowe took away the South Sydney name, or Scott Penn took away the Manly name. There'd be uproar. And I just think every club should have a link, at least, to their heartland.
Now it's here. The ICC T20 Cricket World Cup is underway. You can catch all the action live and exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on Kayo. New to Kayo? Start your free trial today. And we have Sean on the line. Morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm great, guys. How about yourselves?
Yeah, very well, thanks. What's your question?
Mate, got a question for Bulldog. Mate, as you guys know, I'm a mad South Sydney supporter. They've just signed Alex Johnson for 3 years and Cody for another probably like 2 or 3 years as well, does that mean that Reynolds might have done something to offend somebody there or maybe upset somebody in the board or something, mate? Because it stinks. I don't understand what's happened.
It's a strange one, Sean, isn't it? A lot of fans are like you, and even I can't quite work out, when you think about it, South have made the grand final, they lost by 2, and yet their coach and captain have both left the club. I can't remember a time in rugby league history where that would have happened, particularly when Cody is older than Adam. I think the negotiations with Cody have already started with South, given the Dolphins do have an interest because Walker and Bennett share a very close bond. But yeah, look, Reynolds has got a couple of injuries. I assume that was one of the reasons South wanted to reduce his extension to just 1 year. But certainly a lot of confusion there when it comes to why Adam Reynolds did leave. And look, you know, if those injuries worsen, Sean, and he doesn't prove to be a good buy for the Broncos, maybe South might have the last laugh. But at the moment, I can certainly understand your frustration in terms of, you know, letting him go at the age of 31, which, you know, as Laurie will tell you, isn't that old for a halfback in rugby league.
Good on you, Sean. We've got Aiden. Morning, Aiden.
Morning, boys. Happy birthday, Loz.
Yeah, thanks, Aiden.
Bulldog, just, mate, with all the expansion going on in regards to a draft, I feel as though they're going to have to introduce something to bring the local boys through and replenish these superstar players that are moving on. I'm a Newcastle supporter and, you know, Ponga has brought so much to us. I just feel as though if we lose too many high-key players to these teams, it's going to dilute the clubs. What do you think about that?
Well, we went through the draft back in the, I think it was the early 70s, and a bloke called Dennis Tuddy challenged it and won in court. We then revisited the draft in the early 90s, Aiden, and I think it was Terry Hill and Warren Ryan. They took it to court or threatened to, and it got kicked out again. So twice we've tried the draft here, and twice it hasn't got off the ground. So there's obviously a fear factor within the NRL that they don't want another legal battle. But if you look at some of the weaker teams at the moment, and, you know, there's a lot out there, let's be honest. You know, the salary cap was designed for a level playing field. Has it worked? I guess you could argue both ways, but at the moment, there's too many weak teams for me. Maybe a draft is a way of balancing out the playing rosters across the game. So at the moment, the elite teams seem to be going further ahead. The cap was meant to do it. You know, Laurie, I'll bring you in here. I mean, is the salary cap working in making the game even?
Oh, well, you could argue it's not. You could argue the best way to fix it would be a draft, but you've got to have a salary cap and draft go hand in hand, I believe. But the problem is, Bulldog, as you quite rightly mentioned, it's been tried to be brought into the game and the players have resisted and they've taken it to court and they have won. Now, whether you could get it up and going again, I'm unsure, but you could try to get dialogue with the Players Association and see whether they'd be supportive of it, because I think it's something that we should be seriously looking at. I think it works well in a lot of sports here in it certainly works in the AFL. It works in a lot of sports around Australia, and it's probably the easiest way to stop teams from being sort of at the bottom for a long period of time. There's no guarantees with the draft either, because you can make wrong selections and, you know, if you haven't got the right recruitment in place, you can turn and stay in basket case. But I think it's something that they could sort of look at, because you look at some of the teams at the moment, everyone's working off the same salary cap, but people would argue how do some teams stay relevant and how do some teams improve and how do some teams consistently stay at the top when they're all working with the same amount of money? It just, it, you know, when you look at it, people go, well, how does that happen? You know, why are some teams continually at the top and other teams are continually at the bottom? Now, there's a lot of things that go into a footy team as well. You've got coaching, your football programs, you've got the word culture that we like to throw around. But there's a lot of different things that they could explore and look at, but I think that's something that the NRL may possibly look at, but they've got to get the Players Association on board if they're going to go down that path.
You look at next year quickly, guys.
how many teams right now do you think can win next year, Laurie? 3, 4, 5, maybe?
Oh, look, there's some teams that you just put the red pen through straight away. You know, you just can't see them winning a comp.
Laurie, doesn't it, around the world?
Yeah, I was going to say, Bulldog, it's just not. Yeah, it's just not the NRL. It's just it's what's happening sort of with some sports around the globe. But what you want to have, you do want to have a competition where you know at the start of every year you're a decent chance of, you know, playing finals football, and then a reasonable chance of winning a competition. So I would say there's some sides next year, externally, probably not internally because they're all trying to and want to play finals football, but externally we look at it and go, oh, geez, they're not going to have a good year. You know, I don't think that's good.
Will you have a good birthday, Loz? Thanks for having me.
I will, Bulldog. I will, mate.
What's on tonight? You going to have a glass of wine?
Mate, I'm going to go down the local and have a meal down there, to be perfectly honest, just with the family.
Will the owner
mate.
Of that said pub that we know shout you?
What's that?
Will the owner of that said pub shout you, like we both know?
Oh, he's very tight. He's very tight, mate, the owner of that particular establishment.
Well, you guys have a good day.